Ask a parent of a child with an eating disorder what it's like to sit in the early hours of the morning worrying, having no one to talk to, and they'll tell you it's the loneliest feeling in the world. Will my child survive this? How can anyone understand what I'm going through? Queensland parents have had little option but to just tough it out on their own until now. Soon they'll be able to speak with someone who knows exactly what they're going through. Christine Naismith is the co-founder of Eating Disorders Families Australia. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Rebecca.
What are you announcing for Queensland parents?
Well, Eating Disorders Families Australia is a volunteer peer-led support organisation for parents and carers of people with eating disorders. And we're very excited to let Queenslanders know that we've brought our Strive support group to Queensland now. This is an online monthly support group, which means we can reach families that may not have been able to get the help that they need previously.
What's your own personal experience that helped you create Eating Disorders Families Australia?
Well, I'm a mum of two daughters who've had eating disorders, and my eldest girl had anorexia nervosa back in 2012. Anorexia has the highest mortality of all mental illnesses, and that's a pretty shocking statistic to learn on day one when your child's diagnosed with it, with an illness. And it was a very, very scary time. The reason that their health is at risk is because a lot of these people suffer from cardiac complications or even suicide attempts. And so it's a very daunting task to be the carer of someone who's so mentally unwell. When I got through the years of looking after her, I realised that it was such a strain on me mentally, physically, emotionally. I just didn't understand why there wasn't more support for me to be able to reach out to others who understood what I was going through. And it was when I actually went to an eating disorder conference and met a few other parents and talked about my experience that I realised that I wasn't alone, and that was a real revelation. And once we started chatting, we said we should be doing more to support each other. And so I guess from there, we got together and formed a support group down in Melbourne, which is where I'm from, and then we got together and with a few other parents around Australia and created Eating Disorders Families Australia.
Mm. Is there relief in that relatability, no judgment, an understanding, and relief?
Yes, absolutely. The feeling of realizing that you're not alone in this is so incredibly relieving and just reassuring that, you know, this is not your fault. Parents are not to blame for eating disorders. They are a biological brain illness that has a genetic component, but it's actually triggered by something that happens in the environment. For a long time, parents were thought to be, you know, responsible, but we now know that that's absolutely not the case. And parents and carers can be, you know, the main stronghold of support for that person who isn't well enough to recognise that they even need help and can't do this alone.
Mm. Yeah, and Christine, you know, I've talked to medical experts on this program who've talked about the genetic component and the forge in research that's happening there to better understand eating disorders. If there is still a stigma attached to disorders, the idea that somehow the family or the parents are responsible, is there an element of shame that needs to be addressed too?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And there's such a huge misconception just out in the general public about eating disorders. You know, these are not a choice or a sign of vanity or, you know, attention-seeking behaviour. This is a real mental illness that has a life-threatening potential. So we do need to try and talk about it more to reduce the stigma so that people understand that just how prevalent they are. Social media is adding just a huge, you know, complex layer to these conditions and adding to the burden these poor young people are feeling, you know, about themselves and how they need to match up to people on Instagram or their friends, you know, with photoshopped photos and, you know, just it's not a real world that they're trying to aspire to. So definitely, yeah, but needs to reduce the stigma and be more open to talking about it so that we can help young people. The earlier that these conditions are diagnosed, there's a better chance of recovery. And so we absolutely need to break down the barriers.
You're listening to Christine Naismith, who is the co-founder of Eating Disorders Families Australia, bringing a support group to Queensland. Strive Queensland on Facebook if you're looking for them. I'll give you an email address to get in touch with Christine as well. You are listening to ABC Radio Brisbane. My name's Rebecca Levingston. Christine, what's COVID-19 meant for eating disorders and the number of families who are needing help right now?
COVID has been quite a problem for people with eating disorders and mental health in general. The isolation that restrictions have brought about, the worry about whether food is going to be available in the supermarkets, particular brands of food or types of food that these people require, and just the secrecy that these eating disorders thrive in are all enhanced by the COVID situation. You know, particularly in Victoria, where the extended lockdown's going on, that's enhanced things a lot. But generally, all around Australia, we're seeing a lot more relapses, a lot more new cases, because this is all about a sense of needing their life to be in control, and all of a sudden, everything is chaotic and uncertain. Mm. So certainly, an increase in numbers all around Australia.
Yeah, and a need for support for the individual experiencing the disorder, and as you say, for the families who are trying to support that child. Yeah, you talked about your own experience with your own two daughters. Mm-hmm. Is there a typical sort of time period or time frame in which you know, people might experience an illness, seek help, and then get to a point where they've recovered?
Well, typically this does occur in adolescence, but to be honest, Rebecca, we're seeing kids as young as 6 and 7 now, you know, starting to show the signs of anorexia, and, you know, body image concerns, and feelings of low self-worth, which all can lead to these complicated mental illnesses. And they can also occur later in life. So, you know, there isn't one particular age group, and these are not something that you can simply, you know, turn on or turn off. They can take years and years to recover from. Sometimes you may never recover. It might be a lifelong illness that you need to deal with. And as I said, you know, sadly, there's a very high mortality rate with these illnesses. So the absolute key is early detection, early diagnosis and urgent action to treat and refeed and get a great team around you that understands eating disorders, as well as the carers getting the support they need to see them through this, because it's not a sprint, it's a marathon. This is a long journey and it's exhausting.
In fact, Susie in Barton has just messaged giving credit to Eating Disorders Queensland.
Absolutely.
That's a separate group to Eating Disorders. Yep. Families Australia. So Eating Disorders Queensland, Susie says, is a government-funded service for carers.
That's
and clients.
Right, yes.
And she says they also have a wonderful carers kit as well as a peer support
program. They do,
program.
Yes. I was going to mention that it's such a great resource. Eating Disorders Queensland is a government-funded organisation. They have fantastic resources, and I would direct families there for all their great resources. Mm. Our carer support group is different to any others on offer simply because we are actually carers ourselves, so we have the lived experience of being a carer, and that's a different perspective. So all the other groups that have been run previously are usually clinician-led, and that just gives a slightly different perspective and a different feel to the group. Yes. I think just us being parents or carers ourselves, there's a certain authenticity and honesty about what we're talking about. We understand automatically how the others are feeling, you know, no judgment. You can come to our group. You don't need to do a long-winded explanation of what you're going through. You can feel validated, and you just feel accepted and not alone. So it's just a really welcoming feeling. I can't even really describe just how beneficial that can be.
Oh, no, I think you've described it. I think anyone who's been through, yes, absolutely, a level of
right.
trauma and to find other people who get it, who get it,
yeah,
and there's
absolutely.
No judgment.
It's very powerful.
Yeah. So, Christine, is the best place for people to look for Strive Queensland on Facebook?
Yes, on Facebook. We meet on the second Thursday each month. And it's usually, it's 6:30 Queensland time now with daylight savings difference in time, so 6:30 Queensland time, yep. Second Thursday each month. We encourage people to join our organisation. We're a volunteer organisation. You can join for $25 a year annual membership, and that also entitles you to our two free monthly educational sessions and our daily support online with the group, where you just find a connection to other caring carers who understand what you're going through.
All right. Strive Queensland on Facebook or strive at edfa.org.au. I'll read that email address again in a moment. Christine, how are your two daughters now?
Well, I'm happy to say that my daughter, who suffered from anorexia, has recovered. And that's actually why I started all of this, because after going through the harrowing journey on my own, I just thought no one should have to go through this alone. So I do this as a voice of hope, as a volunteer, and I just want other carers and families to know that as dark as your days may feel and as endless as this seems, everybody can recover, and just to hang in there, we're there to support you through this. And my youngest girl has a different type of eating disorder, which is called ARFID, which is ARFID, and that is avoidance restrictive food intake disorder, which is sort of like picky eating gone to the extreme. And that's a really challenging one too, and I'm still battling that, so I'm still in it. But I don't lose hope, and I know that with, you know, the support of others around me, we'll get through it.
All power to you and your girls. Christine, good to talk this morning. Thank you.
Thanks, Rebecca.
Christine Naismith, who is the co-founder of Eating Disorders Families Australia. So that's the acronym that's in the email address, strive at edfa.org.au. As in Eating Disorders Family Australia. You can find them on Facebook as well. Just look for Strive Queensland.